truss up your troubles and toss them away. Go syncope down in the waters. Even fathers and mothers have grandparents too. One time we were all sons and daughters. Douse them, douse them. Find them, sling them, douse them. With a G and a U and an O, O, O. And an S and an I and an M, M, M. Oh, douse them, I'm one of them.
Maudie found herself skipping along to the catchy air. Azio merely muttered grumpily,
"What's all that supposed to mean?"
The hermaid chided her friend.
"Why should it have to mean anything? It's just a jolly happy song, and I, for one, blinking well like it."
Bulrush Bower was a small pond in a clearing. It was, of course, fringed entirely by bulrushes. The place was packed with Gowsim shrews, small, spiky-furred beasts with long snouts. Each one wore a coloured headband and a broad buckled belt, into which was tucked a little rapier. Their only other clothing was a short kilt. They showed no fear of the two visitors, though one fellow, an aggressive-looking type, drew his sword, barring the way.
"Where do you think you're off to, eh?"
Maudie bowed formally. She knew how to deal with creatures like this. Her tone was cool and distant.
"I'm a messenger from the Lord of Salamandastron. Take me to your chief. Don't stand there looking useless. Put up that blade and bloom and well shift yourself, laddie buck. Sharpish, what?"
The shrew immediately did as he was bidden. They followed him with Azio murmuring,
"Marvellous. Ecky thump, I knew the lass were magic."
A large area of the sunny sward had been covered with picnic tablecloths. It was spread with scores of pies, each one with a cream topping. A fat-bellied shrew with over-large ears was striding around amid the pies, dabbing his paw into odd ones. He would taste it, then pull a wry face. Turning to meet the visitors, he wiped his lips with a kerchief.
"As your Bardwing, you're a day late. The festival started yesterday. I suppose you forgot as usual. Hello, who's this? A friend of yourn?"
Azio blinked several times, revolving his head.
Tell her who thou art, lass."
The hermaid held out a paw.
"The name's Maudie Mugsbury Throttle, sir, from Salamandastron."
The shrew seemed impressed. He shook Maudie's paw in a grip like a steel nutcracker.
"Salamandastron, eh? Welcome, miss. I'm chieftain of these Gowsim, and my name's Logalog Luglug."
Logalog was always the given title for a shrew chieftain. Luglug pointed to his oversized ears.
"Don't even bother asking how I came by the name of Luglug, or you could find yourself in trouble."
Picking up a pie, he offered it to them.
"I'd like you to try this and tell me what you think. Our best cook and our mate are off visiting relatives, so some of the young'uns volunteered to help out with pie making. What you see is the result of their efforts."